Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast, She Speaks, and here she speaks of things that matter. It's the day 10 of the Podmas Challenge, day 10 out of 25 days of gratitude with She Speaks. And today on this episode, I have somebody really, really, really dear to my heart, and her name is Nifemi. I really do not know how to classify Nifemi because, let me just say Nifemi is my mama, because Nifemi is such a wise person. She's a go-to person when you need clarity, basically. She's a really wise person, playful person, and I love playful people. I love Nifemi so much, and I'm very sure that aside from gratitude on this episode, she's going to bring wisdom as well. So keep it locked on here, because Nifemi is bringing all the tea. Do not touch that dial.
Atebodi mo fi amo bi o ba mo re. Give him praise. Give him praise. Hello everybody. Hi, how are we doing today? I'm Oluwani Femi Olaobaju, and it's so good to be here. I'm grateful to OA for this opportunity to be on our podcast. Oh my god, it feels so good. You know, I said, OA, I'm not a podcaster. Are you sure about this? He's like, yeah. Welcome to day 10. So what am I grateful for? Yeah. It's been such an eventful year, I tell you. Feels like 2 years in one. And I'm grateful to God for every step of the way. I'm really grateful to God. Not just the regular thank you God, but God, I'm really grateful. I'm so grateful. This year, I've had to relocate, and that's the best decision ever. And while I was about to, I had to speak to my pastor, Pastor Samadewi, because I was confused. I wasn't so sure. I had two options. And he prayed for me. He said, God will lead you to prepared places, prepared people, prepared atmospheres. I call it PPA. Ha! Aha! And that has been my testimony. Thank God for keeping His word. Because I know how much prayers we prayed on top of this relocation. I don't mean I relocated out of Nigeria. I'm still in Nigeria. I'm in Abuja. So yeah, my mother prayed there. On top said, I won't relocate. That woman, a hill. She's such an amazing person. Mommy. So yeah, I moved to Abuja. And yeah, I'm most grateful for my health. My God, I'm most grateful for my health. I've never had an health challenge this way. You know, it was in my prayer, one of my prayer points for the year, that I wanted God to sort out my health this year. And He has done it. It's almost the end of this year. And oh my God, God has been amazing with keeping His word and answering my prayers. Oh, so grateful. I'm going to share this testimony. I'm going to use the opportunity to share this testimony. And I'm going to share to my broadcast list when it comes out. Oh yeah, I hope that is allowed. Thank you. So, I have had chronic rhinitis for over 10 years, since childhood. Just nasal allergies, sneezing, my nose was never dry and all. We thought it was normal, just normal allergies, until it started getting worse and worse and worse. I couldn't stand dust at all. I had trouble singing, had so much trouble singing. Singing was hard, but I did it anyways, because come on, I had to. I loved it. I enjoyed it. That is ministry. That's what I was called to do. So I did it with all the passion I had. was thinking it was difficult. I always had phlegm in my throat. I mean, I thank God for grace. And it got worse. Last year, it was really worse. And my dad was bothered. As at 2 years ago, he was really bothered. He took me to the hospital, but we didn't know. The diagnosis wasn't so serious. We weren't even told I was going to need a surgery until last year. When I began to suspect myself that I was going to need a surgery. That was too late for me to discover anyways, but I discovered I was going to need a surgery because it was really intense. And then as of this year, I couldn't breathe properly anymore and I completely lost my sense of smell, completely. I couldn't smell, tasting was voila. I was cooking anyways and my food was sweet. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the fact that I'm grateful for the fact that God just opened the doors for me to start my diagnosis and start the process of getting better health-wise. So on my birthday, May 24, I gladly carried myself to the hospital with joy and happiness. On my birthday, I spent time, but I was happy. It felt like the best birthday gift ever. I stayed with my sister and her husband. They dropped me off and I went to the hospital. And they're like, Ifemi, this is going to be your birthday gift. You're going to the hospital. I'm like, oh my God. So I went to the hospital. Shout out to the Bironkes. Thank you, the Bironkes. The Bironkes have been amazing. They've been so supportive in this journey. I'm so grateful to them. I'm grateful for God in their lives. God has used them for me. And I can't thank them enough. So shout out to the million cares. Thank you. So back to my testimony. So I went to the hospital and I was scheduled for a surgery on July 13 this year. So I did the surgery, it was successful. I was so happy. God's word came to pass because God told me I'd overcome, gave me his word, and boom. Surgery went successful. It was intense. I had a black eye, like domestic violence black eye on my left sinuses, because I had all my sinuses filled. I had growths in my face, basically. Aside the allergies, I had growths in my face, in my nose, in my cheeks, my forehead, center of my eyes, or beside my eyes, sure, except in the right one. So I had growths there, tiny growths, but a lot of them, call them polyps, so had them all over, so they had to take them out. But I had a black eye on my left, so they couldn't take the one there and a bit of them, so I had the first surgery. So post-op was new, painful, all of that. What happened that I wasn't eating properly, so after 4 months, I had to do another surgery. Oh my God, when I found out I was going to do another one, it was heartbreaking. I cried because I thought, God, you said I have victory, so why another surgery? And that was the point where my faith was really shaking, because at the first surgery, I was joyful all through the process. I was glad. I knew God was with me. I heard his words. My parents were all, you know, they were with me, and all my siblings, everybody were so full of faith about it. So we went for it. It was a major surgery, not a minor one anyways. We went for it. I was weak after, you know, recovery was good. Went well, only for me to hear I needed another surgery. Apparently I had residual disease. What it means, the polyps that they couldn't take out because I had a black eye, my eyeball was swelling, I had the first surgery and they had to stop. It was still there and it was still affecting me. And then I was still having cross in my nose and I developed a mucosy on my left nostril. And I don't know if you understand any of this, but yeah, that happened to me. So I had to do another one. It was heartbreaking. I almost lost faith in it, but I didn't. I couldn't have, because I knew God spoke to me the first time and I knew he was with me. So I knew there was something up. I prayed. I was like, nope, I'm not doing this surgery. Nope, God has to do a miracle. Nope, And then I prayed, and there was this day I attended in a school by Shego Badi, and I prayed, and it was like, there was a miracle. I had God say I should blow my nose. I did, and then just burst open, and I was glad. Then I thought that was it, but I had to do the second surgery. Yeah, after the second surgery, and God said, you have been healed, but do this surgery. Do this surgery. He said he needs to take out everything. It wasn't complete. I need to take out everything. So I'm like, okay. So I found my joy. I was super joyful. And, you know, I'm called to share joy. You know, I'm a joy to many generations. So I do not spread sadness. So I never really put it up that I was sick. I was going through stuff. All my pictures that I posted were joyful, and I made sure I kept posting them so that people don't say, it's been a while, how have you been? And then, and I didn't want people to pity me. So I kept posting joyful things, especially joyful faces. A day to my second surgery, I posted very beautiful pictures of myself here. And I was laughing, jumpy, goofy. I wasn't pretending, don't get me wrong. I just decided to show that I was joyful in the midst of my pain. I decided to show my joy, and it helped me. It helped me stay strong. It helped me go through it. And trust me, the second surgery was way easier. Way easier. Recovery is really fast. I had the second surgery November 16. I'm still recovering because it's not even a month yet. I still do post-ops. I go to hospital almost every day. I've been going to hospital so well in the past 7 months. I became a staff. Oh my God. I could literally answer some patients and diagnose what was doing them. I could even read my CT scan a little bit. That was how much I went to the hospital, and I was getting close to my doctors, and we became friends. I just wanted to be joyful throughout the process, throughout the pain. And I'm grateful to God for strength, because His joy was my strength all through. And I had to use faith, like, faith had to be my best friend. I had to listen to songs that were speaking about His word for me. He told me I had victory, He told me I'd overcome. And then this song, Walk by Faith by Victoria Mezzi, when I listened to it, I think I listened to it a few days before, I'm like, I'm walking my faith on this. I refuse to walk by my flesh. I refuse to be downcast. I choose faith. And then this song, Say Victory by Elevation Worship, and Overcome by Adeyi. Yes, I overcame. And Overcome by Pastor Irene. Those were the songs that helped me in my moment. Oh, this podcast is getting long, I think. So, I said I would make it short. No, did I say that? Yeah, I'm going to make it short. So, basically, I'm here now. I'm grateful to God for supply, for provision, because I didn't have money for surgery, and God provided. God is my family members and friends. I'm very grateful. I can't thank you enough. Shout out again to the Bimokers. Shout out to Sister Dayton, Uncle Dotton. Shout out to you guys. You're so amazing. I can't repay you. I can never. Only God can, and I'm praying for you. And okay, aside my health, what else am I grateful for? Yes, I'm getting better because I'm my health. A lot better. Yeah. And I can sing well now. Thank you. So this year I'm also grateful for the fact that God has surrounded me with people. I mentioned that, but aside my friends, God has really blessed me with, aside my family, God has blessed me with new friends. I made new friends. I came out of my comfort zone. I made friends, new relationships that has helped me grow. The ones I had before, God helped me to strengthen them. And God helped me to see the ones I couldn't see before, you know. And I'm really glad. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the fact that God has used me for people, and God has used people for me. I'm grateful for purpose this year in the midst of my sickness in quotes or health issues, in the midst of the fact that I couldn't sing properly. I had my first worship meeting earlier this year before I started the procedures for this, my nose. For nose to be stressing somebody like this, yeah. But despite the fact that it was difficult to sing, I had that this year in April, I guess. April? Was April May? Yes, May. First week in May. No, April. May. I think May. Yeah. I had that and God showed himself mighty on my behalf. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that. Then I write every month, every week, but now it's every month. I used to write every week on iWrite, my weekly digest, because God asked me to. And I told God when he asked me to start, I said, God, you have to be my inspiration every week. You have to be the one to inspire me. And that happened. Faithful God, that happened. And then this year, when I saw that I was beginning to struggle to write, I'm like, no, this is not what God told me. This is not what we agreed on. So I stopped and then I just waited for him to give me the inspiration. And when he did, it came out really beautiful. I'm just grateful for life, for God breathing upon my heart and making me a blessing to people financially, emotionally, spiritually, with my words, with my heart, with my deeds. I'm grateful for that too. And I'm grateful for the fact that this year I have come out of my comfort zone. You know, my faith journey this year has been all around, spiritually, financially, health-wise, everywhere. My finances are on God. I've had many times where I had to say, God, see, I need this still, I need to provide. And God just came through, God showed up. I've been surviving and God just made things easy for me here. Easy for me here, easy for me here. I'm so grateful. And I wrote my first professional exam this year, my FMVA. My first professional finance exam this year. I wrote the exam the night before my first surgery and I passed. I read it. I'm so grateful. Oh my God, God is so faithful. God is so faithful. I can't thank God enough. No, I can't. I really can't. God is so faithful. Downs spiritually, downs emotionally, downs financially, downs physically. And you know, the good thing about the downs is that there were many ups. There were no ups, there will be downs. I'm grateful for the ups. Very, very grateful. You know, every time I was down, I just know that God is with me. Even times when I couldn't pray, I couldn't voice out the things in my heart, I just knew God loves me and he is with me. And he just says, baby, just talk to me. Just, I'm here. And I could just find that gradually I could get my strength back on my feet, praying again, back on my feet, praying again. It's been an amazing journey this year. Such an amazing year. Such an amazing year. I could go on and on and on and on. Grateful for the lives of my friends and the things that God is doing in their lives. My family too, things that God is doing. Grateful for mentors. Grateful for people that I look up to and those that look up to me and my friends. I'm just very grateful. I can't thank God enough. Grateful. Grateful for provision. Grateful for his word. Grateful. So happy. So joyful. So thankful. Thank you, Oyin, once again for this opportunity. I love you, Oyin, and I love you all. I'm so gonna share this to my podcast list. Thank you, guys. Bye. Love ya.
Alright guys, thank you so much for listening. That was me, Femi, and so grateful that she was on here to say one or two things, and grateful that she said all of those, and grateful for her life as well. So tomorrow we move on with the Podmas challenge. So don't forget to share with your family and your friends. And remember to be grateful. Bye.